Tenacious Living Radio.
This program is brought to you in part by our sponsor, Self Connection. Self Connection is an independent bookstore in business in Calgary since 1978. They are expanded into an educational center for personal growth, health, and spirituality.
Hello, this is a special broadcast on Tenacious Living Radio Station. It's our first special broadcast, and we are here today at Self Connection Bookstores celebrating Canadian Authors for Indie Today, Indies Day. And I am here with Eileen Head. Eileen Head, right? Mm-hmm. She is the author of Why Can't I Figure Us Out? Welcome to the station. Welcome to Canadian Author. It's so amazing to be here, isn't it?
Thank you for inviting me. I'm really excited to be on your show.
I am so excited. I want to know what the title of your book means. Why can't I figure us out? What's behind that?
I searched for many, many years to figure out my relationship with my husband. And I couldn't figure out why we were two great people. We worked hard, focused on our kids. We did everything right. What happened? And I couldn't figure us out and get the connection that I needed for me, I left a 35-year marriage.
Wow. When did you guys get married?
We were high school sweethearts.
Oh, my gosh.
Met him at 16, married at 18. And it was challenging
Wow.
for me.
So how does that play into the title of the book?
As I left my marriage, I found the Enneagram personalities. And in reading my own profile, it was like reading my own biography. It showed me what my natural gifts are, what my natural talents are, my relationship style, what people value in me, all my patterns. Most importantly, it showed me how I could become a better person. Mm. Showed me the patterns of behavior that I could change.
Right.
To lead a more enhancing life. And it did transform my life. I'd looked for these answers for so many years, and as I read both our profiles, I knew more about my husband, myself, and our relationship in a short period of time than in the 35 years we'd been together.
Wow. That's really amazing.
It was the biggest aha moment of my life. You know, I would see other couples, and I would see them happy and sharing and comfortable with each other and laughing, and I think, what's the secret? What am I missing?
Wow.
Why can't I find it for us? There's got to be something I'm doing, not doing, saying, should be saying. I drove myself crazy, and I looked to fix this relationship, and I couldn't come up with, even though I read stacks of self-help books and marriage manuals and took workshops, I couldn't find the relationship answers of putting us together.
Oh, my goodness. So I have a couple of different ways we could go with this, but I think before we go any further, the listeners are probably wondering, what is Enneagram? What is that all about?
The Enneagram is a well-researched and respected personality model. It is used in corporations for leadership training and for team building. Therapists use it for family counseling, for relationship counseling. And it has a great spiritual growth in that it takes you back to the essence of your being, of knowing what your value is and who you are. It's been around since the 1700s. It's taught in universities. I learned it from Dr. David Daniels, who is the director of psychiatry at Stanford University.
So how long has Enneagrams been in your life personally?
Oh, 10 years.
10 years. So the book, when did that come to fruition? What made you decide to write this book yourself?
Because I had searched for answers for so many years, I wanted to use our lives as a case study to show people that relationships aren't all that mysterious. They can be quite simple. And I wanted to help them with their relationship struggles before it was too late, like it was for us.
Okay.
And I passionately believe that if you can resolve personality conflicts, it will save many marriages. Mm-hmm. And not just marriages. It'll help you with your boss and your coworkers and your ex-spouses and your parents and sibling and children.
That's a hot topic.
Absolutely. You need to understand what your part was in your last relationship, what happened, why it happened, before you go forward. It's really important that you understand your own loving relationship style, how you feel loved and appreciated.
Wow. So what were, so you talked, you had a lot of, you were seeking answers. Mm. So what were some of the questions that you had yourself, and what would be some of the questions that your clients bring to you today?
Well, some of the mostly what I hear is, I've got to figure me out. Yes. By now, they've figured out that they're the common denominator in their life, mm-hmm. in their relationships, and they're looking for answers for themselves of how can they handle situations better? How can they be more compassionate? How can they open their heart?
Right.
And I personally believe that until you understand your personality, you will never find your passion, purpose, or path.
Wow.
When you know yourself well, you know how you put your energy in the world, what fills you up, what you need back, the way you do things, it all comes together and makes sense.
So is that the what? Is that the what you wanted to get out of the book? What, because you're the author.
Yeah.
So what was your what? What was your what?
What was my what? Again, I wrote it to help people. I'm a helper personality. So it was challenging writing about my personal story, but my passion to help others is what I felt called to write the book. And what did I get out of writing?
Or what was the motivation for it, I guess?
That's my motivation. I want people to know there is an easy way to figure relationships out. They aren't that mysterious. We are people who have patterns. So when you recognize the pattern, you will recognize the personality and understand the person.
Mm.
So then we can connect with people, even when they're misbehaving.
Right.
You can have compassion and understand why it is they're doing it that way. Or why can we be all in the same situation and yet have 9 different perspectives in that exact situation of seeing it differently? And when you see this, it opens up your perception of life and it brings in a lot of richness.
Mm.
I do it this way. That person does it that way and that way and that way and that way. I can expand my life.
Right.
And I can be open to more richness in relationships.
So I'm curious about the helper personality because I believe that that's the personality that I have as well. So just to give us a sample, what would that, on the Enneagram chart, how would it be defined and how could people recognize it if that would be something that they are?
So helpers have a need to be needed. Personality is formed in your family of origin when you look out and decide you need to be a certain way and play a certain role to get the most love and attention.
Right.
So as a helper, I wanted to be included with my older brothers and to help my parents. And so I helped everybody. I helped them with their relationship. I helped in many different ways. I had a need to be needed. Only I didn't realize that was why I was putting my energy out there. And helping can be very, very good and very lofty, but it can also be very intrusive.
Mm-hmm.
And it can also have a hook in it. I need you to let me help you, so you need me.
Right.
That's when I was misusing the gifts of my own personality. I didn't realize that, you know, not everyone wants help. And I realized that I disempowered a lot of people in my need to help them. And I would have lots of victims around me that I would be more responsible for their lives than they would be.
Yes.
I was very attached to the outcome of them needing me. In understanding my personality now, I ask permission, I will offer to help, and then I let go of the outcome. The choice is theirs.
Yeah.
And so I don't enable anybody. And I, at one point, I read a statement that just shook me down to my toenails. It said, you give so much, it gives me no other opportunity but to take.
Oh.
And it implied to me that I was taking in my giving.
That's very powerful. Like, I'm almost...
I know.
I don't know exactly what to say to follow that.
Like I said, it shook me. Like, what do you mean? I am... giving, but there was something I needed back, so it wasn't
right.
Unconditional.
Yes.
And not everyone wants and needs help, and they want to do it themselves. And
yeah.
So it expanded. For me now, knowing that I don't need to be responsible for other people, it has opened up my life.
Wow.
And I now know how to get my own needs met. Because before that, my needs got met by helping other people.
Right.
And if they didn't let me help, I felt rejection.
I can relate to that. I really,
yeah.
If that's a lesson I've been learning in my own journey as well. It's okay to give them, but don't expect them to pick it up and take it right away because they're not ready to receive
Gotta
it.
Let go of outcome. Wow. Letting go of outcome is the big thing. So for each personality type, it shows you your gifts, and within your gifts, how it may be keeping you stuck within the structure of your personality. The purpose of the Enneagram is to help you destructure your personality for a freer, more joyful life.
It's amazing. So that's the what. That's really what the book is all about.
It now is. I want to be clear. It is about my story and my journey. There is information in there that you can pick up about your relationships or relating to people, but this isn't an Enneagram book to find out
wonderful
what personality you are, etc. There is some of that in there, but this is more about an example of a journey.
I love that. That's very powerful.
Thank you.
It takes a lot of vulnerability to put yourself out there like that. So I really want to honor you for that because it is significant.
Yeah. What I didn't realize is that my husband actually loved me.
Aww.
We can't see it sometimes because it's not given the way we want to receive it.
Yeah. Are you guys together now?
No, we're divorced, but we are able to get together with our kids all the time.
Wonderful.
And it's helped all of our family work through the challenge of divorce and to be able to get along. That's the gift. So for people who are divorced, this can help you understand your ex-spouse as well.
Great.
Or so if you're single.
Why would someone want to read your book?
The insights of the Enneagram, and it's not just about my story. I talk, about clients' situations, how it's helped them, lots of openers, conversation openers.
Yeah.
So in the book, I'll tell a section, and I'll say, what about you? Have you noticed this in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Try doing this. You might use this wording in your own life. So there is a portions of it. What about you?
Okay, cool. I was flipping through it and I saw a quiz.
Oh.
What is the quiz about? And is that the how for the book?
Yeah, the Enneagram is the how. On my website, my personality quiz is free, and that's at www.eileenhead.com. Take the quiz. There's a 15-minute follow-up. To help you make sure you've found your home type.
Okay.
And then after that, if you're interested in delving deeper, I offer coaching programs and workshops, and I'm so passionate about sharing this with people.
I'm definitely going to be looking into it more. I've heard about Enneagrams. I just haven't been able to find the time.
Well, it's a funny word, right?
It is.
Enneagram, what Enneagram actually means is E-N-N-E-A is Greek for 9. There's 9 personalities. The Enneagram's been around since the 1700s, so it's an old, well-respected model.
Can you quickly list what those 9 personalities are?
The perfectionist, the helper, the achiever, the individualist, the observer, skeptic, enthusiast, challenger, peacemaker.
And with what you just described with what the helper is, those may actually not be exactly what we think they should be, but based on the title.
But everybody's a helper.
Yeah.
Everybody's an achiever and everybody's a perfectionist. It's your motivation for doing what you're doing.
Excellent.
So helpers, it isn't part of their life, it is their life.
Mm-hmm.
Achievers, the major portion of their life is achieving. They can still help, they can do different things, but their major life is on.
Wow.
And all of the personality types the same way.
Wow. You know, it sounds... It's simple once you figure it out, but it's that willingness to take that first step. Like in my journey, how many people are really willing to destructure their personality so that they can move forward? And that's something that you can really do.
Yeah.
What have you found from your clients and the people that need your help but aren't aware that they need your help? What's kind of been going on with you in that area?
A lot of people fear change because it feels it's going to change them.
Yes.
And so we stay stuck in the same cycle of not knowing how to be any other way. The cool thing about this is it shows you how you can be the best person you can be without destructuring. You know, I talked about letting go of the structure. I'm talking about the things that don't work.
Right.
The patterns and behaviors that don't work in your personality. And so when you know what you can do to be a healthier, happier, more joyful person, and all you do is need to make this shift in awareness, just like understanding, I can still help people.
Mm-hmm.
I do it in a much better way for them and for myself.
I love that. So, is there any last things you want to share with us as before we wrap up here? Because we've got so much going on here today at the store. I could talk to you for hours because we obviously have a lot to talk about. But is there one last thing you'd like to leave our listeners
with? Well, I also want to mention it's awesome for singles. If you're looking for the partner that'll make you the happiest, you need to know, first of all, yourself.
I'm raising my hands.
And you need to recognize the 9 different personality styles so you know which one you're most compatible with. And you might, in meeting someone, say for instance you're meeting a skeptic, they can be nervous, they can appear to be worst case scenario, they can appear to be negative. You may miss out on someone who, when they can trust and when they are relaxed, are the most loyal, caring, committed, funny partners. And so it helps you attract the qualities of the person that you want in your life.
Awareness is so key, isn't it? Awareness of yourself and awareness of what you're looking for.
Right.
It's amazing. I love this. I love what I'm doing because it allows me to meet people like you and learn more about that.
Yeah.
So what is the name of your website again?
EileenHead.com.
Okay.
And that's EileenHead, HEAD.com.
Great.
Personality quiz is free.
Nice.
And
free is always great.
Yes, I want people to begin their journey.
Wonderful.
And this is my gift to them.
Wonderful. And you've already done your presentation here.
I have.
Can you just share a little bit about what you talked about tonight or this morning?
Yeah, it is going to be available online. If you send me an email, Eileen@EileenHead.com, I can send you the link. And I give a great example in my talk of the crab apple tree in bloom, and 9 different perspectives of looking at it and seeing it very differently. It's sharing part of my journey of how I came about the Enneagram and why I'm passionate in helping people transform their lives.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much
for taking
some time out of this amazing. It's the first Canadian author for Indies Day.
I know, and thank you to Marla and Mike for setting this up. They are amazing people in this community.
Self-Connection Books, a proud sponsor of TLR, offers a wide range of services. They are fully equipped and technically capable of broadcasting seminars via webinar technology and offer this service to anyone wishing to extend their audience beyond Calgary and Alberta.